Good morning, Nick.
A really eventful 24 hours in the Derby market, an especially eventful one for you, I shouldn't wonder. Where are you at now?
So I suppose the statement we issued yesterday, Nick, St. Nicholas Alley walked yesterday. He walked with Midas Touch, walked as well as him. I suppose the little bit of starting or the unusual thing here was he walked every bit as well as Midas Touch, but usually he was head and shoulders above everything else. Now Johnny was just a little bit. He did a piece of work Tuesday morning, and Johnny jumped down off him, and he was over the moon and very happy. And he was just a little bit disappointed with him on yesterday morning. So that's why we decided to just let everybody know, really.
From your extensive experience training horses in the run-up to the Derby, would you be anticipating excellent work every time they did a serious piece on the gallops? Or is it normal for horses just to dip a little and then come back?
Actually, I suppose, Nick, every horse is different, and that's the thing, and that's the problem with training horses, really. There's no rule or no horse is the same. Like, obviously, you like it to be consistent and well. His work was plenty good. He worked very well. Colm came to me after the walk. He rode Midas Touch, and he said he felt that Midas Touch had improved a lot from Leopardstown. So that's also there. But this horse was always head and shoulders above everything. He was the most incredible worker you've ever saw and the most incredible athlete. So I suppose that was just, it might have just taken Johnny back a little bit when he worked very well, but just like worked as well as Midas Touch.
Is there any possibility that he wouldn't run at Epsom if he continues to work disappointingly, Aidan?
I know, listen, I wouldn't call it disappointing, his work, Nick, but it was just, it wasn't as scintillating as he usually is, if you understand what I mean.
Sure.
But, like, obviously, there's always a possibility that any horse wouldn't run, because obviously everything has to be right for them to run in a race like that, and everyone has to be happy and confident that he's going to put his best foot forward. So, listen, like, you could never say never, if you know what I mean.
Aidan, it's Mike here. Good morning.
Morning.
It's just a week to go to the big one. When will you make the final decision about the lineup of your team at Epsom?
Michael, I think it'll probably be the middle of the week. And, obviously, we have some of the horses in France as well. So, we'll have to decide what's going to go to France. Viscount Nelson is definite because we took him out of the Festac Derby, so the plan is to go there with him, and whether something else goes with him or not, we'll probably have to decide in the middle of the week.
Aidan, it's Richard Hollis here. Just from the betting market point of view, just two questions, really. First of all, when would you be normally anticipating working these horses again? When's the next sort of piece in the jigsaw likely to unfold?
Yeah, it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday, Richard, depending on the horses, really. So, and that's why... to be fair to everybody, if we said middle of the week, we should have all the main work done.
And just finally on that front, if you're offering advice to many of those who are watching who are still trying to finalise their Derby selections, what would your advice at this stage be to punters?
For which horse?
Just generally, for anyone thinking of backing any of your horses with the pecking order, is it wait until that piece of the jigsaw's in place next week?
Yeah, no, obviously, sure. I suppose, like we said during the week, the two intended horses definitely to go to Epsom were St. Nicholas Abbey and Midas Touch, and At First Sight was going to go with them as well. Obviously, Jan Vermeer had the possibility of going to France with Cape Blanco and Viscount Nelson. So, obviously, if there's any doubt about St. Nicholas Abbey if there's any doubt, I suppose, is the reality, there's a big chance Jan Vermeer might go to Epsom as well. So, listen, it's all up in the air, really, and I would say to everybody to just wait and just see, because obviously we won't want to run him if we're not very happy with him.
Aidan, I'd love to conclude by talking about Jan Vermeer. You're obviously delighted with him. His win in the Galignol was superb. Has he stepped forward from that, do you think?
Yeah, he's in good form. He was only just ready to run in the Galignol, so that, like, 2 weeks before the Derby. He was always a very natural horse. He won very impressive, and Johnny was very happy with him.